You're listening to the Informed Traveler Radio Show, and we start our show this week talking about travel scams. What are they? How to be aware of them, and most importantly, how to avoid them. To help us out, we're joined by Russell Hannon. He's the author of the book Stop Dreaming and Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. His website is breakthetravelbarrier.com. He joins us now. Hi, Russell.
Good morning.
So let's talk about travel scams. We only have a few minutes, so we want to get as much information in here as we can. Let's start by asking, what kind of travel scams are we talking about here?
Well, the most common travel scams tend to be petty theft. So that's the good thing. But sometimes when these things go awry is when they can really escalate into something dangerous or violent. But the most common things you tend to see are things where scammers are demanding money after the fact, where you could be walking along a beach and you see a nice sandcastle and take a picture, and then you've got an aggressive kid come out demanding money for taking a picture of it. Also, overcharging taxis and restaurants to try to overcharge you. Just if you're in taxis, insist that they drive with the meter on. And then also with restaurants, just to be careful with that as well, especially in the touristy areas. Also, counterfeit money, where vendors will give you fake bills as change. You've also got credit card scams, where you want to try to keep your credit card in your line of sight at all times and not let vendors move that credit card beyond your line of sight. Also, insist that they don't take carbon copies of your credit card either, because then they've got a permanent record of your credit card. And also pickpockets. I've often underestimated just how sophisticated and talented pickpocketers are. So try to keep things in your front or inside pockets. If you're in underdeveloped countries, keep all your valuables out of sight. Try to lock your luggage or keep it secured when you're either sleeping or it's beyond your line of sight.
Well, that's a lot of information to digest all in one answer. But so let's break it down a little bit. You talked about pickpockets. They are very slick, aren't they?
Yeah, well, for some areas, actually, Barcelona is known to be the pickpocket capital of the world, and you might not know that, actually, heading in there, where it's almost a sport in terms of people competing on how they pickpocket. And something that I've always taken for granted, I thought people can't be that slick to do that, and sometimes people work in teams and such. Mm. I also know someone traveling for business who was on the beach in Spain, just killing some time before the flight home, and got distracted by someone, and a second person came from behind and took the person suitcase and ran off and had a lot of his work things in there. So quite often I find when we travel, we tend to let our guard down, mm-hmm. where we have this false sense of safety. We're saying, oh, I'm in paradise. What could go wrong? And
yeah.
We also tend to be more liberal with our money as well, saying to ourselves that, well, I don't get to travel too often. I'm not going to let a dollar really get in the way of me and having a good time. And that makes us vulnerable from the perspective of people who are looking to prey on tourists.
Well, it always seems there's that distraction element of it, right? Someone's trying to distract you while something else is going on.
Yes, that's right.
So now what can we do to protect ourselves? I guess, like you mentioned, be on your toes, but sometimes it's not always easy when you're in a foreign country.
Well, you know what? To wrap it all into one, I would say is to be informed. And that means going to the website of the Canadian Embassy in the country that you're going to be visiting. Quite often, you're going to find a lot of detailed information that you won't find in national advisories on the embassy website. Also, talk to locals about places to avoid. I was in Chicago this winter, and my Uber driver was a retired police officer who told me more about what happens in the areas that I was going to than I could get from any other source.
Really?
And then just don't do it. Just now, you might not have that exact opportunity to get information, but by talking to locals, whether it's the concierge or someone you're having a conversation with when you arrive, locals, very valuable source of information in terms of things that happen there.
Now, is there any, like, I'm assuming that scammers, they're always learning new tricks. Anything new that we should be looking out for?
Well, there's a few things, and they both relate to technology. Actually, one is with credit card tap technology, that's called RFID or radio frequency identification, where skimming devices have also been created that can steal your credit card information without coming into contact with it. So maybe someone's sitting beside you on the subway, or you're standing in a crowd at a concert and there's a lot of people standing around. So you can actually get a wallet. I have a wallet with RFID blocking technology that provides a wall from those skimming devices. And you can also get jackets. I actually have one. One of my jackets actually has that built into the pocket. So that's something to consider. Also, there's, you might have seen in the news, there's been just an alarming increase in high-profile hacks. And when it comes to traveling, hackers can create fake hotspots with legitimate-looking names, for example, at a Starbucks, and they'll call it Starbucks or Starbucks guest, and then they can see everything you do online when you're connected to that network. So make sure if you're connecting to Wi-Fi, talk to the employee at that Starbucks, for example, or wherever you're at, just to confirm the Wi-Fi network so that you know that you're on a legitimate one. Also, try to restrict your online activity to anything you don't mind a stranger sitting beside you seeing.
Good advice. Your book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. And your website is breakthetravelbarrier.com. And Russell Hannon, author of said book. Thanks for your insights and your tips, Russell.
Happy travels.